Now to Venezuela, where Firebrand leftist president Hugo Chavez had a tough year last year. In June, doctors found a cancerous tumor in his abdomen. Chavez sought treatment in Cuba and dramatically scaled back his public appearances. Some predicted the end was near. But this year, Chavez has regained his bluster just in time for his re-election campaign. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Caracas, Venezuela.
Just days ago, there he was, president, commander-in-chief, and MC at a long military parade. He looked robust once more, his black hair back to normal from the chemotherapy. At least from afar, President Hugo Chavez appeared to once again be in fine form as he sang to supporters lined for the parade.
Un arsenal de caricia para sembrar en la patria.
He then explained how the songs about his idol, independence hero Simón Bolívar, and how he rode his horse home to rebuild his country.
Bolívar que volvía y Bolívar que volvió y se hizo soldado de nuevo y se hizo pueblo ahora.
Chavez's implication being that now the same can be said about him. Outside his inner circle, of course, no one really knows for sure just how healthy he is. He's only said that doctors removed a baseball-sized tumor and that after four chemotherapy sessions, he's better than ever. What is clear is that suddenly this year, Chavez seems to be everywhere, says Carlos Romero, a political scientist here.
He has been spending many hours in the Congress, in the National Assembly. He has been spending many hours in front of journalists in the presidential palace. He has been traveling abroad. He has been traveling inside the country. He has been in some rallies in Venezuela.
Romero says the strategy has had an impact.
People thought in June that Chavez will be out. We already have 6-7 months. And Chavez is not only recuperating his health, but also is recuperating his leadership.
Indeed, supporters like 62-year-old Hilda Rivero have been watching him on television. And she says he's back for sure. My president is fine, she says, explaining that she prayed and prayed for him to recover. That kind of loyalty, which has helped Chavez stay in power since 1999, has given him a spike in various polls ahead of October's presidential election. At one festive event to mark the 20th anniversary of his first attempt to gain power, a failed coup, Chavez characterized himself as a humble servant.
Porque una revolución, pues, no puede depender de un hombre, de una persona. No, no. Sería muy frágil, ¿verdad?
A revolution can't depend on just one man, Chavez says. A revolution is far too big for that. And he revved up his followers just days ahead of the opposition's first ever primary to choose a candidate to run against Chavez.
Olvídense, más nunca volverán a gobernar la patria de Bolívar. Olvídense, retrógrados.
Telling them that the old political guard would never return, no matter what kind of campaign is mounted against him. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can connect with NPR and your favorite member station, wherever you are. Get the NPR app for your mobile device. You can also lean back and enjoy NPR.org, optimized for the iPad. This is NPR.